The Beginnings. On the 4th of May, 1936, Manuel Benítez Pérez, the youngest of five, was born into abject poverty in Palma del Río. Months after the start of the civil war that would last 3 years, when General Franco's troops defeated the Republican People's Army and dissolved the Second Republic. While still a boy, Manuel lost both his father and mother. His sister, Angelita, the eldest of the five siblings, took charge of them all in a devastated Spain, isolated by the Second World War. With a precarious economy, the population was torn between hunger and misery. Every opportunity was taken to fill an empty stomach, even more so in the rural areas where the Benítez family lived. What does one do without a father, without a mother? Five siblings, a ration card, a morsel of bread? I had to go out with a small sack to scavenge for potatoes. I never stole that many chickens, huh? I may have stolen one or two, but I never took a whole farm full of them. In all, a very hard life. Life was what it was. I never went to school. On his way to pick corn, Manuel would pass by the estate of La Vega, whose owner, Félix Moreno de la Cova, bred fighting bulls. One day, he jumped the fence and, keeping close to an oak tree in case it charged, he called out to the bull. The bull ran off. When I saw the bull had gone away, I jumped the fence and went running after it. The bull was already half a kilometer away or more. And then I started with the moon. At night, with the cows. Now, there were four herds, so I picked an old cow, a cow I know had been fought before. I was there with a cape and I did my best. Now, since the moon cast a shadow, the cow would go into the shadow, or it would come towards me. In all, I didn't mark a single pass. I couldn't take it through the paces. It had been fought before, and I had no idea of bullfighting. Life, and the guards behind me, to take me to prison. There was no way out. It was impossible. I was put in a cell and spent 3.5 months in Córdoba prison. Shortly after leaving prison, the Palma del Río priest arranged a bullfight on the feast day of Our Lady of Bethlehem. Manuel made his debut under the name El Niño de las Habas, the Bean Boy, and won his first 100%ers. Very good, very good, yeah. Don Carlos was excellent. The priest did his best to help us, but with his income, he had nothing. He worked in the local estates until the 14th of April 1956, just before his 20th birthday. He started working as a farmhand at the estate of Don Manuel Gamero Cívico, and during the months when there was no work in the fields, he would go to the bull tests, tientas, in Salamanca. But since his arrest, the authorities made life impossible for him, so he decided to devote himself body and soul to bullfighting. He said goodbye to his sister and pledged, "Either I'll buy you a house or I'll dress you in mourning." Unable to read or write, without a penny to his name, he boarded a freight train and went to Madrid. The bullfighting world was one of those opportunities that had to be taken in Spain at that time in the hope of escaping poverty or dying. Palma helped me a great deal. I was raised there. I know many things, but I also had to leave Palma. I couldn't succeed there because there were no means, there was nothing. But I'm very grateful to everyone and happy to be from Palma del Río. He found work in Madrid as a bricklayer, completed his military service, and on the 28th of April 1957 at Las Ventas, he saw the crowd, he saw the sand, he saw the bull, and leaped onto the arena. I was in Madrid, bricklaying, with no hope for the future. Now, there was a bullfight at Las Ventas, so I bought a ticket. Incidentally, it was tier 7. Then I sneaked in a cape, hurled myself onto the bull, and he seized me at the barrier, goring me to the middle of the ring. I think there are pictures and everything. I spent 2 days in Yeserías jail, and then I was transferred to the big prison, Carabanchel. After his jump and tumble in the arena, he was arrested and imprisoned. After 21 days in prison, Manuel Benítez was released and sponsored by the entrepreneur for whom he worked as a bricklayer. He fought in Pinto, Talavera de la Reina and Loeches under the nickname of El Palmeño, in honour of his hometown. But he was unlucky and thought he was no good. At the time, hundreds of thousands of Spaniards were crossing the border in search of work. Now, I was about to go to France for the beetroot harvest. I said, I can't live on this. I was a bricklayer in Madrid and said, I can't live here anymore. So what happened then? I stood in the immigration queue, and then when there were 30 or 40 people left, I wasn't counting, the line was cut off. I thought, oh, am I so wretched I can't even pick beetroot, for God's sake? Back to bricklaying. He returned to Madrid, and that was when he met El Pipo in the bar La Campana, the bullfighting entrepreneur that would change his life forever. Press pause.